Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's city council moved forward renewal of its botanical conservatory and production greenhouses, approved a new investment standard that could significantly boost returns, and gave heritage designation to Vickers Park in a meeting Monday. Councillors also narrowly rejected a call from Kaun Peng Yu for an update on supply management policies. The at-large councillor had suggested he wanted to see more transparency on bids for city projects, pointing to a decision to keep indoor turf proposals private, but was unclear on details of desired changes. Mayor Bill Morrow honored the late Tom Jones on Monday, noting the building contractor had served on Thunder Bay's inaugural city council from 1970 to 1972. The mayor remembered Jones as a titan of local business with a knack for humor and auto racing, and said the city had made a contribution to a scholarship in his name at Lakehead University. Lakehead pursuing local veterinary school. Lakehead University President Moira McPherson announced the school is pursuing a joint program to train veterinarians with the University of Guelph. Students would take 2 years of studies at Lakehead before completing a final 2 years in Guelph, though McPherson said there would be a strong focus on retaining graduates in the north, including through placement opportunities. The program would focus on rural and northern community practice, areas where McPherson said veterinarian shortages are particularly acute. Read our full coverage. Council approves $5 million greenhouse tender. Council approved a $4.8 million tender for construction of a new production greenhouse, setting the stage for a major revamp of the Centennial Botanical Conservatory next door. The tender includes construction of a single structure replacing three greenhouses that are at end of life, as well as a new annex connecting to the conservatory. The greenhouse produces plants for beds across the city and its natural stormwater management projects. The city announced last week it had been approved for up to $2 million from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation to support renewal of both the conservatory and greenhouses. Total costs for the renewal are set to come in well above $7 million. The conservatory work, which is approved in principle by council but without a firm timeline or budget, was estimated at around $3 million in 2020. Read our previous coverage. Investment changes could bring new revenue. Council approved a new investment standard allowing the city to take on more risk by participating in global equity markets, taking advantage of new legislation passed by the province in 2018. The shift still manages risk acceptably, but could bring millions in increased returns, said Mayor Bill Morrow. The city will shift nearly $112 million into a fund managed by One Investment, a nonprofit established by Ontario municipalities, with about 43% in equities and nearly 50% in bonds, both primarily global. The city's equity exposure across its entire portfolio, including short-term investments, would remain at 30%. In six of the last 7 years, the fund would have outperformed the city's current investments in a limited, legal list, outlined by the province, said city administration. Any additional revenue could be used to confront the city's infrastructure maintenance deficit, administration suggested. Vickers Park receives local heritage designation. Vickers Park is set to be added to the Municipal Heritage Register after a vote of council Monday approving a recommendation from the city's Heritage Advisory Committee. The designation won't impede the city in developing Vickers and expanding its future uses as a park, council was reassured, but does come with recommendations on preserving its historic character. Recommendations include adding interpretive signs or plaques to highlight the park's more than century-long history, and preserving historic features like traditional and native plants, boulders at the four corners of the park bearing the names of its founders, and a tree known as the Traveling Company Tree. Kaun Rebecca Johnson said she supported the designation, but was disappointed it had not involved consultation with Fort William First Nation. Kaun Shelby Shin asked for a memo to return to council reviewing city protocols for consultation with the neighboring First Nation. The heritage designation involves a 30-day waiting period, during which objections can be made. City moves forward with online water billing portal. Council awarded a nearly $1 million contract for a new online water services billing portal. The system provides streamlined billing processes, advanced analytics, integrated meter management, and a full-service pre-integrated customer portal, according to a staff report. The $930,000 RFP was awarded Origin Consulting, LLC, with annual fees of around $20,000 over a 4-year term. The previous software was 15 years old and had limited functionality, council heard. Funds for the project were included in the 2021 capital budget. Use call for update divides council a call from Kaun. Pung Yu for an update on the city's supply management bylaw divided city council. You said the bylaw could benefit from review and changes in an effort to provide greater transparency for both taxpayers and proponents. City staff said the bylaw is constantly being reviewed, and an update to council on a full revision is planned. They added much of the procurement process is already public, and said there's little additional room to share more details about bids for city contracts. That's where we start to tip over from an open and transparent process to be very careful of commercial and contract law, that we are fairly representing the confidential nature of the material that's presented to us, said Manager of Supply Management Dan Munshaw. You did not specify exactly what changes he'd want to see to the purchasing policy. Kaun. Andrew Fold said the call for a report would be a waste of time, particularly given the strain put on staff by the pandemic. I have some confidence that administration is working on this and they'll report back when they're ready, he said. I'm not interested, to be frank, in piling on an extra presentation to council. I think that's making work for administration that would be better spent on actually doing the work. Yu's motion was defeated on a 6-6 tie.